The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi. He is going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Husukun ibadullah wa nafsi bi taqwallah. I would like to look at the current situation, especially here in North America. It was interesting to read an article today in the Guardian's newspaper comparing the protest of the students these days to what happened in 1960s as far as the Vietnam War is concerned. And during that time, you know, the impact was not immediate, but it had an impact on President Johnson's policy that he decided not to stand for the second term. When we look at the last 2 weeks a little bit more, we see the spread of the pro-Palestinian protest at various campuses in North America and other countries. Despite the action, especially in US by the police, where they have arrested more than 3,000 students in about 50, you know, major and minor, you know, campuses in US. But starting, you know, if you look at Canada, the protest started with the McGill University in Montreal. And following that, we have about 11 other Canadian universities all the way to Vancouver and Victoria. They have joined in setting up their own encampments against the war in Gaza. Now, this time the impact has been worldwide, and we see even in Europe, you know, just looking at some of the statistics, you have universities in Netherlands, two of them, in Belgium, one, in Ireland, one, in Switzerland, one, and four universities in Spain, where the students have taken up this cause and very forcefully asking their universities to divest their endowment funds from whatever has to do with the state of Israel. Many times we think that, you know, engagement in different forms and protest that we see within the bounds of the law, you know, they are a legitimate way of engagement, and it has its own impact. The case of Spain is very interesting. You know, you have the Spanish Minister of Science, Innovation and Universities, Diana Morant. She actually made a remark about the university students in Spain who are protesting against war in Gaza, where she says she was proud of the students for mobilizing. And she says, you know, university should not only be a place for academic formation, but also critical thinking. The positive impact we also see in Ireland, the Trinity College in Dublin, where the university agreed to divest, from the Israeli firms, as far as their endowment investments are concerned. At least four Canadian universities where the administrators have agreed, not to all the demands of the students, but some of them, for divestment as far as, the issues of their endowment fund is concerned, in exchange for dismantling the camps. And not only that, we see that on a political level, for example, in the University of Vermont in the north and the Exeter University in south, there were two events scheduled, commencement address by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, and both had to be canceled because of the protest of the students. And that itself is a statement, because she is there representing U.S. at UN, and it is a reflection of opposition to the policies of the government. Even the Canadian government, was finally forced to pause the permits for arms exports to Israel. Not only that, we saw President Biden, threatening to halt the present shipment of heavy-duty weapons to Israel if Israel goes on with the invasion in Rafah. Although there's a question, you already have sent so many. stopping that current shipment doesn't really make much of a difference. But anyway, this itself shows that even the leaders at that level, who has the power and influence, are forced to listen to the people. And especially in this case, we see the young people, the students from the universities, have taken up this cause, and it's not because of Islam or Muslims. It is more for them a matter of humanitarian issue and the crisis, and the issue of what is just and unjust. And this is where we have to learn how to use that language. We can talk about ourselves, from the perspective of Islam or from the context of Muslims. But if you really want to get that public, with you on this issue, the mode of communication, even the way you present the case has to be different. I think that's still lacking as far as the awareness among Muslim activists is concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give more power to the voices of conscience who stand up against the oppressors of the time. And may Allah hasten the appearance of the Imam of the time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif, inshallah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life and all those other lives? I know that I'm only a child, but is your conscience still alive? Oh, yeah. I will caress with my bare hands every precious restore.